News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and you know it, just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the range of our AM-FM capabilities here at WVNN, which is hard to do because that means you're pretty much out of North Alabama, South Tennessee, just know it don't matter. It doesn't. All you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is what I like to say. And that's why we have such a diverse audience. People call in from out of state. You know, we got people all over the place. Love that. Got a little sign right here above my desk, and I just reached up and slapped it right before the show started. It says it's an honor to have this platform, and it is. And the fact that we are so, you know, broad in our audience range is a big part of why it's an honor. So thank you very much. Thank you, faithful Right Side Ruffians. Hey, listen, Governor Kay Ivey, she did give her State of the State speech last night. In a few minutes, and I just made contact with him again to verify, but in a few minutes, Tim James is going to be calling in. Tim James making his formal announcement for governor today. Now, he's already pretty much said he's running for governor. He's been on this show once or twice already, and he's in, man. He just made the formal announcement today. I don't know anything about his finances for the campaign. I don't know, you know, who he's announcing as his campaign team, but I know some of them. My understanding is that the former Republican Party chairman Bill Armistead is working his campaign with him. So anyway, the bottom line is this: Tim James, a very viable candidate. Governor Ivey has some serious opposition. Also had Lou Burdett on the show last week. Lou Burdett runs the King's Ranch. He also was a COO for all of Books a Million at one point. He's bringing his executive experience into the run for governor now. So, and then you've got, some outliers who don't have a whole lot of support at this point, but they're still on the ballot. I say don't have a lot of support. I don't mean that the down way. I'm just saying they don't show a lot in the polls at this point. But Dean Odle, I think Stacey George is still in. So all said and done, Kay Ivey's got a full ballot. She's going to have to get, you know, over 50% to avoid a runoff. Well, it's going to be tougher now because the field's gotten crowded. Well, her State of the State address was last night. And 1819 News, Craig Monger for 1819 wrote a piece about it. I guess he was there. But he points out, first of all, that it was one of the most lightly attended state speeches by an Alabama governor in recent years. I'm guessing that it's partly the COVID protocols. I don't know. But, you know, I heard in one report that they actually had limited seating available and people were required to wear masks. So, yeah. You can imagine some of it was what you expect. I mean, Governor Ivey went on to talk about what she believed were the successes of her administration. She says they're going to be improving the prison system. She's got improvements to roads and bridges. She says, in her words, or in at least Craig Monger's words, combating the federal government's overreach, although, in my opinion, she's done some, but hers was fairly hollow until the legislature got involved. Now, one thing she did announce is that she is proud of the gas tax because she's proud of what she calls the Rebuild Alabama Act. That's the gas tax. Now, the Rebuild Alabama Act is putting new asphalt down. We are seeing infrastructure, and she announced that the interstate I-59 down near Trustville is going to be expanded to 6 lanes. That's big doings. And if you've ever been caught in that traffic jam, you know why that's needed. I've heard it said before, in an election year, you will see more asphalt than you have ever seen in your life. It's all about the asphalt when you're running. I used to call it the politics of asphalt. You'll even see it, by the way, in the local races. When the mayor's race is up, start watching for new asphalt on city roads. I'm just saying, the politics of asphalt. She also went on to commend the legislature for passing solid budgets, in her words, maintaining fiscal responsibility. Now, to some degree, yes. I mean, have we seen proration? No. I will say this. The government needs to slow down on the spending now. In fact, how about this? How about, like the Alabama Policy Institute just said, how about we freeze spending at current levels because we're already spending record amounts? They're going to spend more this year, I guarantee you. They're going to bring budgets that are somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 to $800 million more than last year. When you spend more money, oftentimes it's because you're growing government. It's not because everything got more expensive. It's because you're growing the size of government. And some of those things like payroll, when you increase payroll, just understand you can't go back and take it back. All right. She went on and talked about some things like putting a 4% wage increase on there for state employees and teachers. She proposes a bonus for retired state employees. These are all neat, but these are what I would call campaign year budget items. Not a whole lot in this speech that really stood out as being dynamic or, wow, that's great, didn't see that coming. She's basically saying she's going to be throwing money out there on asphalt, pay raises, and projects for grants for schools. That's where we are in politics. Tim James coming up here in just a minute, calling in to talk about his run for governor, maybe what he thinks about the state of the state. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.